The workhorse of the Pella Christian football team is pushing the Eagles closer to their goal of a date at the Unidome.
First and 10 here for I-35 at the 19. Play action fake. Bedwell heading to the screen for Cassidy, and Boonder blows it up back at the 25-yard line.
Here's Boonder inside the 5, sheds a tackle, and he is in! Hand off to Cody Boonder, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, a 9-yard scamper for the senior. Cody Boonder is the top two-way playmaker for the maroon and gold. His 82.5 tackles are second most in 1A, and his 12 rushing scores are 8th best.
I just try to step up and do what I need to for the team. When they need someone to carry the ball, I just try to really give it my best shot, and I try to read my linemen. Our linemen have been working very, very hard. Each week they have been improving tremendously. So yeah, I just try to do what needs to be done.
A workload of that magnitude, with 120 carries in the backfield and playing every snap on defense, has been pretty incredible to see, especially after how Boonder's season ended in 2019. Hand it off. Boonder fighting for extra yards, stays on his feet. He'll fall ahead, and he is close, but just shy of the goal line at the 1. Got 7 yards, needed 8 for a touchdown, and it's 3rd and goal from the 1.
And now Cody stays down.
So Boonder has been injured already this season, and not sure what the issue is, but he is in obviously some pain.
Yeah, and his right leg, he doesn't seem to want to move.
Second quarter, first series, I think. We're driving down the 1-yard line, and then I just got tackled weird. I got landed on, rolled up on, and I felt my knee pop. And I was heartbroken. I started crying on the sidelines. I was really, really torn up. But then I went for Pleasantville, and they said I was all right. And we didn't really know what was wrong with us, so we just had us play, and it had me play on it. And I tried to play against Pleasantville, and the cutting was not there. And that's when he decided to see a professional.
That was when he learned he had a torn ACL, which took him out of the key district title run that pushed the 2019 Eagles into the playoffs.
When I found out, I was trying to be optimistic. It was really hard news to hear. It really took a hard toll on my family. You know, like we were crushed, but we were remaining optimistic. And I was trying to look forward to like the team aspect of things. Like my team still needed me to be there as a leader and as an encourager. So that's what I really tried to do.
Cody expected to be back in the spring to participate in a few races and track, but that was before COVID-19 halted sports until the summer. The anxiety that came with the chance of no football this fall didn't slow Cody as he worked himself back to full strength.
When track got canceled, I just really focused on going into the summer hard and just really hitting the weights and hitting the field once I was cleared. And I was really banking on the fact that we were having football this year, and obviously we weren't sure, but we really just worked hard at Luke's house, and we all lifted there, and we all would go to the Oski field, and we all would run, do our conditioning, and just do our part because, yeah, we didn't really know what was in store in terms of the football season, but we knew as seniors and as a group of guys, we just had to do what needs to be done in order to play football this year.
He spent the past 10 months rehabilitating and has been the key leader on and off the field for an Eagles team featuring many underclassmen in key roles.
It just means the world. Especially with my teammates, that they trust me with that job of being a captain. And I just go out there every Friday night because I know that I'm a huge part of this team, along with all the other captains, along with the seniors. And, like, every guy in this team is just a huge part on this team. And I just go out there because I love the game and I love to play. And then I play for my family in the stands, my friends on the sidelines, and just all my teammates around me that are really banking on me to make big plays. And I do the same thing with Luke and with Caden and Isaac. I just bank on my teammates.
If the Eagles keep advancing in the Class 1A playoffs, Cody will be one of the top reasons why.
See what they do if they get into that position. It's Boonder! They don't need it! Into the end zone! Touchdown, Eagles! Cody Boonder, a 7-yard score!
There's the senior Cody Boonder hitting another hole really, really hard.
For this player profile on Pella Christian senior Cody Boonder, I'm Andrew Schneider.